In Iraq, more than 60 people have been killed in attacks across the country. Gunmen shot dead 14 security forces on a road north of the capital, Baghdad. Several other policemen and soldiers died in bomb and gun attacks across the country, including in Mosul and Fallujah. In Egypt, supporters of the ousted president, Mohamed Morsi, hold fresh rallies to demand his reinstatement. Tens of thousands gathered in Cairo's Nasser city to show their support for Morsi, who was ousted in a military coup last week. Muslim Brotherhood promises to continue its peaceful resistance against the coup. In Afghanistan, two bomb blasts kill at least five people in the southern province of Helmand. The first bomb hit a car in Nadieli district, leaving three civilians dead. The second bomb went off when police arrived on the scene to help the victims. Two officers were then killed. Israel has plans to immediately build more settler units in the occupied West Bank and East Jerusalem al-Quds. The housing minister, Yuri Ariel, says 10,000 units must be built in Beit Arya, Ofarim and Elkana settlements. These settlement expansions by Israel are illegal under international law. In Brazil, tens of thousands of metal workers, transportation and construction workers, as well as teachers and civil servants, have walked off their jobs in a nationwide strike. They demand better working conditions and improved public services. The walkout has blocked access to intercity highways and ports across the country. Public sector employees in Greece have staged a rally in the capital, Athens, to protest government layoffs. Protesters, including police officers and teachers, marched towards the parliament building, chanting anti-government slogans. Job cuts are part of a deal Athens has with international lenders in exchange for a bailout. Regarding the ballooning U.S. spying scandal, reports say Microsoft has collaborated with America's intelligence services. New leaks by whistleblower Edward Snowden show that Microsoft handed the National Security Agency access to encrypted internet messages. Documents obtained by The Guardian also show that Microsoft cooperated with the FBI's data intercept unit. Luxembourg's premier says he's decided to resign over a scandal surrounding Secret Service activities in the country. Jean-Claude Juncker's decision comes after his coalition partners called for early elections triggered by a report sent to Parliament. The report contained allegations of illegal phone tappings and graft by the country's Secret Services.